What's the game-changing realization that helped you build a high-performing team? That question is at the center of every episode of the HR Impact Show. Every HR professional wants to build a team that has empowered managers, engaged employees, and an organization that's striving to become elite. The challenge is that you're often told to do more with less. We're going to fix that. Every week, we will feature executive and senior HR leaders from across the country, and they will share with us their actionable insights and best practices that's going to help empower you to create an engaged, elite workforce. Here's the show.
Thanks for joining us today on the HR Impact Show. This is your friendly neighborhood talent strategy nerd, Dr. Jim. I am recording live from HR Transform at the Wynn in Las Vegas. And I have Aaron Rowe, founder of Allspring, joining us. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
I'm super pumped to have this conversation with you on a couple of different fronts. One, it's very rare that we have female founders in tech that are on the show. So I think that brings an interesting perspective to the conversation. But I think before we dive into the topic of getting people ready to lead, I'd like you to share with the audience a little bit about your story as well as what Allspring does, and then we'll dive into the discussion.
Yes, absolutely. I've been working in the talent management and talent strategy space for a while now, really focused on how do we get the most potential out of our employees and managers and leaders today. That looks like leading L&D at Pinterest, starting Allspring, where we are putting a world-class AI coach in every employee's pocket to make them 1% better every day, and doing some talent consulting work and looking at how other companies have best practices for elevating talent skills.
Tell me a little bit more about providing a world-class solution that helps employees get 1% better every day. I'd like you to share a little bit more detail about why that's important from an overall organizational performance and effectiveness perspective.
What I saw when I was at Pinterest was that would push out these very expensive, very heavy programming that would focus on specific topics and skills, productivity and prioritization, or managing in a difficult environment. But only about 2% of that is actually retained after you leave that type of session. What we found to be most useful was when folks were able to A, understand what they were currently working on and how their skills aligned to what their expectations were, and then B, continue to improve and evolve those skills based on the work that they were already doing. So it felt very tangible and pragmatic. What we've done with Allspring is be able to ingest kind of your daily activities, your calendar, et cetera, and be able to recommend ways to learn and grow based on what you're actually working on that day.
That's pretty interesting. One of the common issues that I often hear about when I'm talking with HR leaders is that the C-suite is really effective at building strategy.
Absolutely.
And then when you drill all the way down to the line level and you ask that individual contributor, how does my work contribute to the strategy, the mission, the vision, the goals? Most people won't have an answer. So I really like how you're building that connectivity within your organization or helping organizations build that connectivity, because that's really important. It has a lot of implications. So let's dive into the conversation. So one of the main things that we're doing when we're talking to people leaders at Transform is finding out their best practices when it comes to getting their people ready to lead. And here's why we're talking about that, because when you look at individual contributors or first-time managers, when they get their promotions, there's 6 months where they're trying to figure stuff out. So when you think about building in some best practices so that those people who are in those new leadership roles can get effective right away, what are some of the things that come to mind that you think that the audience should have on their radar?
What I'll say first is that it's very dependent on the type of team that this new manager is managing. There's a great situational leadership framework where are they people who are able to manage themselves? Can you delegate to them, right? Are they folks who need very specific task management approaches? So that's the first, is understanding what your team is doing and what they're capable of. If you have time, I highly recommend spending the first few weeks of that management role, just understanding and doing almost a diagnostic of what your team is doing on a daily basis, where they're struggling, what's going well, without adding a ton of input, just doing that type of data collection. The next piece is understanding that you aren't the workhorse behind every single individual of the team. You want to be able to empower the team to be able to be effective. So what are the metrics? What are the processes? What are the behaviors? What are the expectations that you're setting for the rules of engagement of your team that are going to be able to help propel you forward? The first thing is really understanding, okay, doing that diagnostics of what is your team doing? Where do they sit in that situational leadership framework? Then it's, okay, how do we empower? How do I set norms, like the operational procedures for it? And then third is, how do you tie, just like you were saying, how do you tie the bigger company mission into the work that the team is doing on a regular basis? One of the things we've done at Allspring that's actually been highly effective is that we're able to import and ingest competency ladders, the values, the principles of the organization. So as someone is going back and forth with the AI coach, they're being reminded regularly of what the company cares about and what to focus on.
There's a lot of value in what you said, but I think one of the most important things that I'm going to call out is first-time leaders need to build the discipline of learning how to listen effectively and listen with the intent to understand what's going on and meet their people where they are versus listen to immediately move into problem-solving mode. So I think that's really valuable and some really important call-outs from you. So I appreciate you sharing that. Obviously, this is just a teaser of a much deeper conversation. If people want to continue the conversation with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yes, they can find me on LinkedIn, Aaron Rowe. Very easy. I usually am responsive there, or send me a note, aaron@tryallspring.com.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Aaron. It was nice running into you again at HR Transform. We hope you have a great time at the conference. For those of you who have been listening to this micro episode, I can't emphasize the importance of being able to listen effectively and empower your team as a secret to building high performance teams. I think that's critical competencies that every leader needs to have under their belt. And if you are cultivating your next generation leaders, it's important for you to build those skills now versus waiting until they're in the seat. So I can't emphasize how important that is. For those of you who have listened to the conversation, we appreciate you hanging out. Make sure you leave us a review. And then if you haven't already done so, join the HR Impact community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. And then join us next time where we'll have another great leader joining us and sharing with us the game-changing insights that help them build a high-performing team.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the HR Impact Show. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find the community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time where we'll have another guest who's going to share with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.